10 lepers. Which of the 10 cried out, Jesus, Master, have pity on us? Was it just one? Seemingly it would have been the 10, in unison, crying out in faith, crying out asking for his merciful compassion, not just to be healed from the physical dread of leprosy, but to be reunited with their families, to be reunited with the community, to have a greater communion than simply a communion of brokenness. All cry out to Jesus. All 10 are healed. And yet the Samaritan, the foreigner, the stranger, the one who is not weighed down by the precepts of the law, returns to Jesus to give praise to God before him. The other 9, presumably, are off on their way to the priests to show themselves according to the prescription of the law, then to make the offering according to the law for their cleansing, to be reunited with their family and friends in accordance with the law. But what Jesus is revealing in this moment, taking this opportunity to declare as a revolution, there are times, my brothers and sisters, when we can treat our own Christian faith in this way, in which we get caught up in the observance of things, and we can step into a moment of faith in which we cry out to Jesus, have mercy, have pity on me, and we are granted mercy, only to return back to the rules of our life. Jesus is inviting us to remain with him, to remain in this incredible exchange in which we recognize our poverty before him. Not so he can fix our poverty and we can go back to being strong on our own, but that he would meet us in our poverty and that his strength would be ours. We are invited to faith. Yesterday I spoke about faith, and a lot of you weren't there, so I'll speak a little bit about it today. Faith is a gift. Faith is intending us to live in the fulfillment without seeing. It is a gift. Too many times, my brothers and sisters, we beg the Lord to fix our emptiness, to fix our poverty, to fix our brokenness, so that we don't need faith anymore. And then I can go back to living without it, in my own little way. But if we think about faith and what it does, the invitation to live without seeing, when we think about what faith does to the heart of God, when we are invited to live without seeing his greatness, without seeing and beholding his beauty, to give to him our love in blindness and in poverty, how incredibly it moves his heart when we live in that faith. But to do so means that we live as the fulfillment, but without the fulfillment. When it comes from the free gift of our hearts, truly can be spoken of as love when we respond in faith. If God fully manifested himself in the fullness of all, we wouldn't need our will. He would just be there and we would be down. Everything in our being would throw ourselves before him. So we are not afraid to come to Jesus in our need and our poverty. But then the gift of faith is given, which doesn't take away our poverty, but it allows us to live, to be the richest poor people in the world. Can you live in that tension? To live as the richest poor people in the world? Because to do so speaks of your belief and love in him. That's what we are invited to. To live without seeing. To rejoice in our nothingness. All praise and glory to God now and forever. Amen.